It's time for the Douglas County Real Estate Update from Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week at this time, we do a deep dive into the world of real estate, both locally and other things impacting it. Shane Mast on from Oregon Life Homes. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Got through Thanksgiving, Black Friday today, a lot going on. But talk about your world of real estate and what's happening.
Okay, well, I actually compiled a little bit of stats here. I listened to Aaron last week, so he went over quite a bit of stats. So I'll just give you kind of a brief overview. We'll start with rates. Rates are actually down to about 7.32%. If you remember, about a month ago, they did crest the 8% mark, so they were like 8.03 for a bit. So they've gone down about 0.71%. Nothing to write home about, but that's almost 3/4 of a percent in a few weeks, so that's good. FHA and VA rates are down below 7, around 6.65%. Year over year, that's about the same as they were a year ago, so we'll see what happens with that. I won't talk too much about that. They will go up slightly today because I've been watching the 10-year Treasury bond trading, and it's up a little bit. So it's not up a lot, so that might go up 0.01 or 0.02%. Not going to be a big deal. But so they'll probably end the week around 7.36, somewhere around there. Now, rates are one thing, prices are another. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, when the rates are going down, does that mean my payment's going to go down? And typically, yes, that means you're going to be paying a little bit less than per month than you would if they were higher. But that's only if prices stay stable. So our prices are not very stable. I know Aaron said last week, overall, you know, we're only about 2% different from year over year. And that is true for the county as a whole. So, but what about each area, because some areas are down in average sale price and some are up. Would you want to take a gander at which areas might be? There's actually only three areas that are actually up in the average sale price year over year.
I would guess that a couple of those would be Sutherland and Melrose.
You got one of them. So Melrose is up 1%. So that's basically flat, but you're right. That's one of the three. Actually, Sutherland is down. And Sutherland's down. One of them that's pulling that number down a little bit more is Sutherland. Sutherland's down 8.4%.
Wow. Didn't expect that.
So, yeah. And, you know, it's because the new construction sales have slowed, is my guess. That's if I were to deep dive it. And their closed sales are pretty strong for the county. The number one in the closed sales looks like North County. My area is leading the areas with the most closed sales, but my area, North County, is down 4.1% in price. Myrtle Creek, South County, has the highest appreciation. They actually are up 9.6%. from last year at this time. This is for the 12-month rolling average. So this is from comparing November of 22 to November of 23 versus a year before, 21 to 22, those 12 months. So this is like going back really to the peak and gives a good indicator of where we're at. The biggest, there was one other one. Okay, Myrtle Creek, I told you they're up 9.6%. And the third one that's actually positive is Southwest Roseburg. So that's going to be Looking Glass. Not a big surprise there. But they're up 8.4%. So you've got all these Northeast Roseburgs down 11%. So we can't just say that the county is down 2.4%, because especially if you're selling a house in one of these areas, you got to look at what your area is doing, because you're going to be compared to other homes that sold in your area when you have your appraisal. So your agent should be looking at sales in your area to determine your price. So telling people that your house is worth what similar homes in your neighborhood have sold for.
Well, and one of the other factors, too, when you look at these different areas is the fact that some of these rural areas are going to have higher prices because you're talking significant acreage oftentimes going with the home.
Exactly. And so the Glide area is one that I kind of skip over usually. For one, it's such a small area. They're, if you look at these stats, the stats kind of lie because of what you just said. It says they're down negative 21% year over year. So that's only because there's only been 46 sales, and there were some large, like over multi-million dollar sales the previous year. So it's making that one look like the market has just tanked in Glide. But it's for the reasons you mentioned, because some of the, you get a house in Glide in town, you know, you're not going to compare it to the 1,000-acre timber property. But right, these stats put them all together. And since that's such a small geographical area, their stats are all over the place. Not enough data, really, to give the stats for Glide. And it's similar to Melrose, because Northwest Roseburg is everything west of Stewart Parkway and north of Melrose Road.
So that factors,
that's a wide variety of properties.
Yeah, you've got Hewcrest in there, too.
Yeah, it kind of splits Hewcrest. Yeah, exactly. So some of Southwest is Hewcrest, some of Northwest is Hewcrest. I think it's split by the river. Or it might be, parts of Hewcrest are in there. But yeah, so the stats, whenever you're looking at them, the most important thing, if you're looking to buy or sell, is you got to go as tight as you can. So when we're looking for comparables for a property to say what a property is worth, we first look in the first like quarter of a mile radius of that house. And if we can't find anything, because that's going to be the best comps we can find. Especially if we can find one similar age, similar square feet, and it's across the street, I mean, that's the best comp you can get. If you can't get it, then we keep going out further and further and further until we can. But proximity and age, like those are two things that are like a godsend. When we can find three houses built around the same time in the same neighborhood, we're going to get a really accurate comp for, and then we know if price is going up, price is going down, by looking at our statistics to say whether we need to take this comp from 12 months ago. And I would rather not. I'd rather have one within 6 months. But if, let's say it was 6 months ago, what do we do with it? If it's sold for 300, is the market going up or is it going down? So is that a 308 for us or is it a 293 for us? So all these things are, as agents, we're trained to do. But something to think about is you don't just look at the average sales price in your county and then multiply it by your square foot, you know, get your price per square foot. It doesn't work like that. You got to get a little more nailed down to an area than that.
And one of the other things we're still dealing with, especially in this area, is a shortage of homes.
Yeah, and actually it's gone down. So we're at like 383 active homes for sale today. And we had crested just over the 400 mark about a month ago, and we were kind of sitting there. So they've gone down. And inventory tends, well, sometimes it goes up in the winter, sometimes it goes down, but usually goes down in the winter because things sit longer. And our listings, we've only had 14 listings in the last week, so that doesn't help.
Well,
but yeah, that definitely, it's pretty typical for this time of year, though.
And if people are thinking about buying or selling, even though this is a slower time of the year, talk about how folks can get connected with Oregon Life Homes.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always just Google us. We're online at theoregonlife.com, or you can give us a call at 541-391-4945.
And let folks know where your office is.
Oh, we're located downtown at 603 Southeast Jackson in Roseburg.
All right, Shane Bast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.